Well, the final candidate declared for the Douglas East by-election at the 11th hour. Captain Kurt Buchholz announced he was running for the post shortly before nominations closed at 1 p.m. this lunchtime. The 60-year-old former ship's captain wants to stimulate more economic growth, he says, by attracting new businesses to the island and modernise the Manx government. He spoke to Chris Cave.
The economic climate here on the Isle of Man is very closely linked to the economical climate in Europe. And that looks not very good at the moment, as we can see in the daily news and also in the UK. So the market's under pressure. The oil markets is under pressure. Employment markets are under pressure. Migrants are coming into Europe based on the destruction of their own countries. And at the moment, we are not affected by that one. But our economy is suffering, of course, as well. And one of the main reasons as well most probably is that the European Union put sanctions in place against Russia, harming our own industry, and we are affected by all of this measurements as well.
And your answer to this would be to make it easier for businesses to set up on the Isle of Man and attract new global businesses to the island?
The Isle of Man is a very small economy, and we are based close to the European Union, even though we are not part. We have access to the market. But I think we have to look at the specifics that we can offer to business on the Isle of Man, which is very different to the UK or to any other country in Europe. And that is what we have to do. We cannot attract, let's say, a car manufacturer to come to the Isle of Man or any other company, or when the government says we are the world leaders in rocket science or the fourth biggest space nation. I mean, this is all nonsense. And we have to come down with our feet down to the ground again. And we have to see what can we really offer, what can be attractive. And that's what we have to identify and get the right business over here.
There have been calls for smaller, smarter government. In the past, you yourself have talked about modernising government on the island. How much has this influenced your policy on merging the departments of economy and infrastructure?
Infrastructure is a good infrastructure as a basis for a thriving economy. If the right infrastructure is not in place, you will not have the chance to bring business over. For example, if you don't have the right streets or you don't have the right communication means, let's say telephone lines, internet, it all has to be up to a certain standard to make sure that business is coming. If you want to get, for example, air freight to the Isle of Man, you would have to have an airport that can cope with this. So that's what I mean. You have to have the right infrastructure for certain type of business. And to have a good infrastructure and then a good department for economy that goes so close together that, in my opinion, this could be merged and could be run because it goes into the same direction and has the same interest.
Captain Kurt Buchholz, who was the last candidate to declare before nominations closed today for East Douglas. The other candidates are Claire Bettison, Richard Falk, John Jockin, John McBride, Geraldine O'Neill and Kat Turner. And that by-election takes place, of course, on Thursday, November the 12th.